You said last week there has to be an excuse for chizuk. So what's the excuse this week for chizuk? And the answer is in anticipation of a Yom Tainus, which is next week. I don't think anyone's going to fast, but it is the Yom Tainus, and the Mekedem, the Jews fasted on the 20th of Sivan. I don't know about tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's already Chaf Sivan? Oh yeah, I lost the count.
What happened to
Chaf Sivan? So the Magen Avraham paskins in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Tov Beidal, he says, Noah Gimlis Anos in Tavkuf Pei, excuse me, Noagim Lisanos Esrim Besivan Bechol Malchus Polin. Magen Avraham again repeats himself in Tavkuf Samach Ches, and there he has a pilpul as to whether or not you're allowed to have a Seudas Mitzvah, like a Seudas Milah on Chaf Sivan. So what is Chaf Sivan is about, all about? So the Yesod V'Shoresh HaVoda says the following. Chaf Sivan Haya Eis Tzara L'Yakov Gzeros Ushmados Gedolos Bishnas Tat V'Tat. Tach V'Tat, that's called 1648 to 1649. These were the Kazakhs. And the pogroms were incredible. According to the lowest count that I ever heard, 500,000 Jews perished. 500,000 Jews. Some say as many as 2 million Jews were killed. V'nishfach domam shel uma kedosha Yisraelis kemayim. V'gedolim asher hayu ba'aretz v'dorahu gozer al zeh yom tainus v'kovu b'chiyo l'doros yom echad b'shonah. So just as a parenthetical insert, my Rebbe was asked why there's no Tainus for Yom HaShoah, for the Holocaust. And he answered that the day that's designated for the Holocaust is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is for all tragedies throughout Jewish history.
Not the Rabbanut.
He wasn't into it. Mm-hmm. My Rebbe didn't sit on the Rabbanut. He didn't take the exams that you take. It's true, I'm not joking.
But I'm saying, into changing the tefillah. He wasn't into the music.
No, he was very opposed to a day that would commemorate tragedy because he felt, Rav Salvech, he felt that was a pagia in Tisha B'Av. And if you take a look, there's a kinnah that we recite on Tisha B'Av that every year I like to speak about it here in the Emac Learning Center of Miyite Rosh Yimayim, and there Chazal say that they were not misakin any other day for Bechir except for Tisha B'Av. But you see that historically that's not the case. That there was at least one other day that was designated as a Yom Kina and a Yom Bechir and a Yom Tainus for the tragedies of Tach V'Tat, and that was Chaf Sivan. And he says that Shoresh HaTainus, what's the basis for such a fast? We find in Misas Nodav Aviu, V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es ha-sreifa sorf Hashem. So it's explicit here in this pasuk that for Misas Tzadikim, there's a chiyuv incumbent upon every single individual member of Klal Yisrael to be mekonen, to be misana, to be bocher, and mitztayer for the loss of the Tzadikim. And a tremendous amount of Tzadikim were lost during those gzeros. And he writes, Shenergu, this is all the Yisod V'Shor Shavod, Shenergu B'Misos Avzorios Mishunos Nishpach Domen Boso Azman Lekonen Ulitztayer B'Libo Arigas Bonov Shal Mokom Baruch Hu. He says that our crying is not just for the loss of the Tzadikim, but also Kaviyochol to identify with the Tzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Devada, he says, Hoye Mizel HaBori Yisbarach Shmo Tzar Godol Kaviyochol. He says, had these individuals, these great giants of Torah, had they lived, had they survived, Hoye Lomdim Toroso HaKadoshim Yosem Mitzvosev HaKadoshim Kol Yimeyem Asher Hem Chaim Al HaDoma. So there would have been a tremendous amount of Nachas Ruach from these Gedolim, but they were wiped out And we don't forget this. So on that tsar and that on those yisurim, the loss of tzaddikim, we commemorate it with a fast on the 20th of Sivan. And if you take a look in our editions of the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see in the Shari Tshuva, he wants to know why they chose the date Chaf Sivan. After all, for 2 years consecutively, the Jews were butchered mercilessly. But he says that there were tragedies that took place centuries before that on that same calendar date on Chaf Sivan. So the Gdolim of that door realized that Chaf Sivan was the day that was Miyuad Leperonios. And he quotes the Shach in a different sefer, not the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach who writes that also Chaf Sivan would never fall on Shabbos, so they would know that every year they would be able to commemorate that time. So we see it in the Shari Tshuva, we saw it in the Magen Avraham, we see it in the Yisod V'Shor HaShavod. Now Rav Yaakov Emden adds a little bit of a point here that I'd like to shtel on. And after going through almost word for word what we saw in the Yisod V'Shor HaShavoda, that this was a Kvius Tainus in Poland and in Ukraine, Nishpach Dam Yisod Kamayim, he adds another point over here. He says, B'chol Shana B'yom Zeh, we have a day of Lekonein, Livkos, Litztar, Larigas, HaTzadikim, Chassidim, V'klal Yisrael, B'misas, Misos, Achzorios, Mishunos. But then he goes even further than that. He says that Yachshov Lo, that when we fast on this day of 20 Sivan, it will be considered Avoda Gidola Labore. That's the phrase in Rav Yaakov Emden that I'd like to talk to you about. Avoda Gidola Labore. Uscharo Harbe Miot. So again, I'm not advocating that you fast on this day, but it is something that you at least have to be aware of it. In other words, to let the day go by without thinking and being mitztar and crying about what we lost, that's not acceptable. Whether or not you have to go further, and he says this avoda gdola, that I don't know. But scharo harbi meod, and he says not only is it a schar for tainis and tsar and bechia, but it's also a schar gadol, because anyone who fasts is ki'ilu hikriv chelbo al gabi mizbech. In other words, that which is memayit his chelev, as the Gemara in Tainus, that's considered like a korban. Yes. So Rabosai, what I'd like to do is, I'd like to try to figure out, what's the connection, if there is one, between Chaf Sivan and Parshas Baloscha. And I want to discuss with you an insight of the Chovos HaLevavos, which you'll see on the left side of your page if you're following inside. He has something called the Shar HaBechina, and he says the following, that the basic method of coming to Yiras Hashem and belief in Amunan Hashem to prove God's existence, how do we train ourselves in that way, and what should be our Avodah Gedola, why do we serve Hashem, it all comes back to what he calls Hakaras HaTov. That when we look around at everything that happens to us and the world itself, we realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and all the great gifts that He gives us. And then he asks the following question, so why is it that we don't live up to that standard? Where are we lacking? And he pinpoints three reasons why your average Frankenfall person is not coming to that Hakara, which he calls the Shar HaBechina. And the first answer, he says that we're so full of taivas that we get swept away by our desire for pleasure and we forget. We don't even stop to take a breath of air and think about all the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing upon us. His second answer is that all these tovos that God bestows upon them are regilos v'yiduos. We experience them constantly and therefore we don't even bother thinking about them. And the third answer, which is the one that I want to talk to you about, is he says that we live in a world that's full of pagayim, full of hefsedim, beguf, bemamon. He says we suffer all sorts of travails and adversities, all sorts of difficulties, and therefore we don't see the total picture. We lose the good for the bad. You know, as we see the hole rather than the donut. And therefore we don't come to this hakara of the tovas hakel yisale, because we're so focused on the hefsedim, on the tsar, on the difficulties and the challenges that we face, that we forget somehow to put the emphasis on appreciating all the great things that Hashem gives to us. And I honestly believe that what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying here is giving us the clue to understand the Nunim Hafuchim of Parshas Balosko, which Rashi says, Kidei Lahafrid Ben Peronius Luperonius. The first Peronius Rashi identifies as the Chet of Misonanim, and the second one is the Chet of Misavim. Again, a lot of kashas on Rashi, and the Rabban has a different shepherd according to Rashi. So if we focus on the Misonanim, and we focus on the Misavim, I think what we really come up with is at least two out of the three of the explanations of Rabbeinu Bechai as to how we miss the point, and we don't live up to this challenge of Hakaras HaTov, of appreciating God's Tova. First of all, we have the Misonanim. And these are the complainers. And then we have the Misavim, those who are just running after Tivus, after pleasures. And so we understand very well that, as the Rabbeinu Bechai formulates his first answer to the question why we're amiss in this Hakaras HaTov, is because of his Avus, because we're so wrapped up in Tivus. And that's what happened to the Misavim in the Kivras HaTava incident. Then he goes on to speak about Regilus, that we get so used to the good things. You know, Klal Yisrael, we're used to the man on a regular basis. And it's interesting that the punishment for the Misonanim, the Pasuk says, Lo Yom Echad Tochlun V'lo Yomayim, that the quail came down the Slav until it was like forced down their throat. Ache Yetze Me'apchem. You know, if you talk about Regilus, this is a Midah Keneged Midah. But the third element, I think, is most important. And this is what the Misonanim are all about. Why don't they see the good? Why don't they see the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon them? Because they are the Misonanim. They're complainers. And what do they complain about? In the language of the Rabbeinu Bechai, Minei Pugoyim, Minei Hefseidim. They're complaining about the challenges that life puts in our way. And if you take a look at the Ramban, I think that's exactly how the Ramban understands the Misonanim. The Ramban says, Hanochon Bienai, after he rejects another interpretation, after they left Har Sinai, they came into Bo Betoch HaMidbar HaGadol VaNora B'Masa Rishon. He says that the Masa Rishon, the first travel, which was after 11 months at Har Sinai, that travel was full of tsar. What did they face? They faced the Midbar Gadol VaNora. And he says, Hayu Mitzarim B'Atzmon. They were in such a state of tsar, v'omru, they cried out, Ma nase? How are we going to relate or respond to all this adversity of the Midbar? Ma nochal, ma nishte, ech nisbol ha'omel va'inui, ma'asai netze mizeh. This is what they complain. And I think the Sfasenis embellishes this Ramban, takes it one step further. Rashi says about the Misonanim that they declared, Kama Lavatnu Baderech. Look at all the difficulties we find on the Derech. Now this Derech, Rashi says, was meant to be 3 days and then take them into Eretz Yisrael. It was a very short trip. But nevertheless, that very short trip through the desert was very difficult, faced with trials and challenges. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, look, I wanted to give you a good thing. I wanted to take you immediately into Eretz Yisrael in a very short derech, a trip of only 3 days. I had your interest in mind. But instead, you didn't appreciate that Eretz Yisrael nikneis biyisurim, and that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bequeathing you, he's giving you this great gift of Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, you're going to suffer for 40 years. Mida keneged mida. If they would have accepted upon themselves that short period of suffering through the Mahala, through the Derech HaRishona, bi'ava, with love, if they would recognize the fact that Hashem is good to them and has their best interest in mind, afsha yakasha lehem, despite the difficulties, even with the Torah HaDerech, then hayamaspik linchol es Eretz Yisrael through this short Derech after 3 days. So what should be our response to tragedy, to a situation in Tach V'Tat where the Gedolei Yisrael were murdered mercilessly, where we lost so many tzaddikim, and we dedicate this day as a day of Bechiyah, as a day of Tzar, as a day of Zo'aka and Tainis? Says Rav Yaakov Emden, this is an Avodah Gedolah. Because we can respond to Jewish tragedy by saying, what do we need all these difficulties for? we don't understand Hashem, and we reject the ability to appreciate God as the one God who gives us all this good stuff, and we fall shy and short in our Koras HaTov. And that's not what our response has to be. That was the response of the Misonanim, says the Ramban and the Sfasamis. That was their problem because they couldn't suffer the pain. But our response to pain has to be a totally different one, to make it into a Deum Tainus, to dedicate it to Avodah Gedolah. And if so, Rav Yaakov Emden promises us, Scharo Harbe Miot. So the Jewish nation is called upon to be a Mizbeach, to be Makriv Karbonos. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. We don't know why we have to lose so many Gedoli Torah and so much Torah. And this is the period of time that we enter into on Chof Sivan. But we don't raise our voices with those questions, but rather we respond by taking that experience and making it into an Avodah Gedolah. Instead of being Chas V'Shalom like the Misonanim of Parshas Baal Loscha, we should be like those who have faith in Hashem, have Emunah, and then in the middle of the Nunanim Hafuchim comes wedged in Vayhi Bin Soar Aron Yafutzu Aivecha V'Yanusu Misanecha Bipanecha Kein Yeretzon. Amen. What I want to discuss with you today is a Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says that if you have a suffek in a kesen, you don't know whether it's dam or whether it's tseva, is it a stain of blood or is it a stain of, shall we say, dye, D-Y-E, or maybe red paint, or some sort of a cosmetic or a faded red that doesn't come from dam. So in such a case, mavir no so b'zayin samamon. We do a bdika of zayin samamon. And here, Rabosai, we have the most fundamental machlokus about this Mishnah between the Rambam and the Raifat. The Rambam understands that the Mishnah is establishing bedikah zayin samamonim not just for taros, not just to be metar the beged b'toras tumah blua, but b'toras nidal abayla as well. Whereas the Raifat understands that this Mishnah is only addressing taros. The Mishnah doesn't mention a word about ishal abayla. And according to the Raivid, if we could subject this beged to a test and determine whether it's tseva or not, well, if as a result of the Zayin Samamonim, that this tseva is not affected at all, it remains just as it is, then we know it's not done. If on the other hand, mavirin esa kesem, if you can either fade it or remove it completely, then you know it is a kesem of dam. And that's going to determine whether beged needs tara or doesn't need tara. That's the right. But the Rambam understands that once you've clarified that this kesem is not a kesem of dam, but rather it's a kesem of tseva, because after the bdika, the tseva still remains exactly as it was, says the Rambam, she's muteris labai. Now, we have a Ramban. The Ramban, here in his commentary on Chidushi Ramban on Samach Aleph on the base, accepts the view of the Raivit. And he holds that Bedika Zayin Samamonim could not help as far as Letaro Levi. So we now have the Rambam on the one hand against the Ramban and the Raivit on the other hand. The Tur in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi of course, brings out both dates. Here in Lamed Aleph, which is on page Kufay, if you have the new versions of the tour, he writes, Kosov, he says, Kosov Arashba, the Rashba quotes the Rambam, Sheyesh Mishahore She'ein Ha'isha Choshesheth Mishum Kesem, in a case where Tavir Olav Zayin Samamonim, V'yim Ovar, Harez Adam, V'yim Omad, Harez Etzeva, V'yeinu Choshesheth. Then, on the next page, in the same paragraph, he quotes the Ramban. Baraban kosov she'ein lismoch al bedika samimonim lomar shu tseva latira labayla shalo huskura bedika samimonim elo litaros al labayla afal pi, even though there was a bedika velo ovar al yidei shiva samimonim chayshinon shema damhu v'yasura labayla adkan. So basically the tour presents both deos, that of the Ramban and that of the Rama. He doesn't come to any hachra whatsoever. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadi, Seif Lamed Aleph, he writes, Motza Kesem, the Ein La Bamel Litlos. If there's a possibility of Tliya in a Makoles or Shuk or whatever it is, fine. But here there's no possibility of Tliya. Aval Adover Mesupak Imudam Otseva, Maveris Olav, Shiva Samimonin. Im Omad Bi Eino, Hare Utseva Utahora. Im Eino, Maveris Olav, Tmea Misofek. He says the following. That Bedikas Zayin Samamonim is effective even Litaro Labailo. And therefore, in Omad B'Eino, she's Tahoro Labailo. He's passing like the Rambam, that Bedikas Zayin Samamonim is Labailo. And if you take a look in the Be'er HaGola and others, they say that the source for the Shulchan Aruch's decision is not the Tur, because the Tur didn't come to any Achroa, but rather Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, after quoting the Rajba, in the long piece here in Isurei Bia Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Vav, the Magid Mishnah says that Ha'ikar is Kedas HaRashba BaRambam, the way the Rashba understood the Rambam, that Bedikas Zayin Samamonim is meaningful not just for Taros but also Labaila. And since the Magid Mishnah says Kein Ikar, therefore the Shulchan Aruch passes like that. However, the Shulchan Aruch then goes on to say, V'achshav, Ein lanu avoras shiva samamonim, b'pnei she'ein lanu b'kiyum b'ktas mishmosehem. We don't know what these Zayin samamoa, some of them are. And as a result, what? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch just tells us of an uvda b'shetach. Mistava, I would assume that what he has in mind is that if we cannot do this bedika, then she's tmeh. But on that we have a great plukto, which I want to speak to you about in the next few minutes. The Rashba understands that according to the Rambam, if we don't have this bedika, then she's tahora. And he's medayikin in the Rambam. The Rashba says, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam says, kol kesem anintzal abegev, she'en la bame yitle, eno metame ad shivada shehudam. The Rambam's language is very clear. Shivada shudam. V'yivnistapek shema udam otseva adam. Avir no of zayin samimonim. But the Rambam seems to say innocent until proven guilty, and we assume it's tseva until we find out that it's dam. Says the Rashba, in a case where we cannot do the bedika, according to Shitas Rambam, she's tahora labayla. The Rashba himself disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds that even though Bedika Zayin Samamonim is meaningful at Taro Labayla, but that's only if you did the Bedika, and as a result the Kesem remained exactly as it was before, but in the absence of a Bedika, she's Asura Labayla. The Magid Mishnah wants to say that even the Rambam holds that Mitzad Sofek shall be Asura Labayla. Even though, again, it's very difficult to read this into the Reisha of the Rambam, but the Sefer, the Rambam, fits into the Magid Mishnah. Because the Rambam writes, Mavirin, Olav Shiva Samamonim, Allah say the Vim Omar, Vim Ovar, Okea, then it's a Kesem Damu Tmea Vim Omar, then we could be Mitarha. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam is learning that in the absence of a Bedika, then she's Tmea Levaila, not the way the Rashba understood in the Rambam. So it comes out, according to the Magid Mishnah, even the Rambam would agree that she's Tmea. The Rama writes called Kesem Animtzal Abeged, blah blah blah. Eino Metame Adchi Voda. So the Magid Mishnah puts in another word into the Rama. I don't mean that literally, but he interprets Einlo Eino Metame B'Torah Vaday Adchi Voda Shudam. But Eino Kinami She's Tmeya B'Torah Sofet. That's how the Magid Mishnah wants to interpret the Rama. So it comes out like this: the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin that in the absence of a bedika, she's tmeya. And why is she tmeya? Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im einam averis olav tmeya misafek. What does that mean, tmeya misafek? So either the Mechaber is reflecting the Shita of the Rashba, he might even be reflecting the Shita of the Rambam, at least according to the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, but not the way the Rambam was understood by the Rashba. The Rashba would say that in the case of Enom Averes, etc., etc., Va'achshav, etc., then, according to the Rashba's understanding of the Rambam, she'd be Tahora. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah, even in the Rambam, accepts the opinion of the Rashba that in the absence of a Bedika, she's Tmeah, but she's only Tmeah B'Toras Safek. According to the Raifid and the Ramban, she be tmeya b'toris vada, because we have to assume that it's dam nida. But according to the Rambam, who says that there is avara zayin samamon with regard to labayla, in the absence of such a bedika, she becomes safek tmeya labayla.
So why should, according to the Rashi and the Rambam, why shouldn't the woman never check?
Okay, great, excellent. So let's hold off for the Sidrei Tara. But before we get to the cash of the Sidrei Tara, that we might as well throw out the whole din of Ksavim, we first have the cash of the Magid Mishnah himself. The Magid Mishnah asks, what do you mean she's Tmeya Mitzad Sofer? Which we saw in the Rajbo and Torah Sabbais, and we saw in the way the Magid Mishnah interprets the Rambam, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes. What do you mean Tmeya Mitzad Sofer? We're talking about what kind of din? Kesem is only Dirabbanan. So as Mevela, we should apply the principle of Sofek Dirabbanan Lekula. So the Magid Mishnah's language is the following. He says that Kol Sheina Bodekes Hitmea B'Torah Sofek. And he says what? The Masha Kosem on Rambam Eina Tmea Chi Vada Kamenosa Sheina Tmea B'Torah Vadai Kishe Ein Lanu B'Dika. And then he writes, V'kan, and here in this case, we don't apply the principle of Safek Dirabbanan Lekula. Why? Ein zeh Safek shel divreim shel holchim bo lahakel, says the Magid Mishnah, sharei efshar lamod al ikro shel davar bibidika. Since there is a possibility of being mavar the Safek, through what? Through bidika. Is therefore we cannot apply the principle of Safek Dirabbanan Lekula. So basically, according to the Magid Mishnah, when the Rambam would hold that in the absence of Bedika, she's Tmeya Mitzad Sofek, even though in the worst case scenario we're talking about a Tumah Derabbanan, we cannot apply and activate the principle of Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. Why not? Because Efshar Lamod Al Ikro Shel Dovar Al Yidei Bedika, if we can be Mavara Sofek, then we don't apply the principle of Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. It's similar to the Svar of Dovr Sheish Matir. Give me another 5 minutes and I'm going to answer your question, because I think it all depends on a Taz in Yoredei Chelek Aleph about Shishim, about being Meshayer B'Shishim. We mentioned it the other day. I can't hear
that we don't have the Sheva Samim Monim.
Oh, so what's going to be today that we don't have the Sheva Samim Monim? It's not, according to the Magid Mishnah, one could theoretically say that there's no possibility of being Matairo Misaj Sofek, and that's going to be the din of Ksamim. Every time you raise the issue, maybe it's a Tzema, we're going to say, well, be Mavar that Sofek, maybe it's a Tzema. And you'll answer me, but we cannot be Mavar, we don't know what these Samim Monim are. It doesn't matter. It's still a Sofek Shebe Ikro Shel Dovar Nitan Levar, and therefore we don't apply the principle of Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. Now on the tour, we have a comment of the Bach. Actually, two comments of the Bach, Lamed Al. First of all, he says, Hecha di efshel levrure im hu dam otseva, is lekuli alma asura labaila v'ein zen nikra Sofek ad she is bar ha-Sofek. So again, if there is a possibility of doing this bedika, then everybody agrees that she's asura, and you can't even talk about suffering. Aval, he says, kishe I hecha de ef shalavarer kegon she'ein lanu bekiyus bahem u'bishmosehem. He says, us, then it becomes a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba and the Raifid. He says the following: with das ha Rambam, Eina choshesh umuteres labayla. Again, if you recall, this was the Rashba's interpretation of the Rambam, that in the absence of a bedika, she's muteres labayla. But the Bach adds a proviso. When do we say that in the absence of bedika, she's muteres labayla? That doesn't apply. She could have done the bedika if there was a possibility of bedika, because we were bekiyim in the shemos. Then eina chinami, she would be asura labayla, even according to the Rambam. But when does the Rambam say she's tahara labayla? That's only hecha di efshar. If there's no possibility, because ain't on a bekiyim bahem, then she's muteres labayla. And now I want to learn with you the Torah Hashlom. The Torah Hashlomim says the following, just the opposite of the Bach. He says, and this is the Torah Hashlomim in Sifkot and Chavtes, in the Friedman edition, it's on page Kuf Yud Zayin. He writes, Mashma dehechadi efshar bibdika kula alma modi davi sofek derabbanan ulakula v'chein udas harashpa v'arayvit. Imagine, We just finished saying that if she doesn't do a bedikah, then it's going to be tmeah. And we said, according to the Bach, that it's if it's EF Shal Livdok, then the Rambam would be Matayer Ha, Mitzad Sofik, but all the other Rishonim would be Matameya. The Torah Sashlamim, Rav Yaakov Reischer, writes that in a case where EF Shal Bibdika, then Kuli Alma Modu Davi Sofik Drabbanon Ula Kula. If it's EF Shal, we don't call it a Sofik, EF Shal Levarer, and therefore there's no din of Hakra Ula Kula. And he writes that kol ze pashut lama'ayin v'divrei udoloka bach sifkot lamed aleph. And the Bach says that this is a machlokas rishonim. No, there's no machlokas about this point, says the Torah Sashlam. Everybody agrees if it's EF shall live dog, she's tahor labayla. Okay. So Rabosai, I'm trying to figure out now what is the machlokas here between the Torah Sashlomim and the Bach. And by the way, when you ask yourself the question, how do we paskin? And this is obviously ma'od nogel amaisin called dinik samim. If you take a look at the Otzer HaMefarshim here on the bottom right, Chof Aleph, he quotes the Yad Avram, and the Yad Avram says, "Kevan di achshav." It's the last line on the right side. E efshav bivdika lo mikri safek chisaron yediyah b'chay gavna. So we have something called chisaron yediyah. If it's a chisaron yediyah, in other words, it's efshal levar, but I don't know how to do it. In such a case, that's not called an efshal levar situation. I'm sorry. In such a case of a chisaron yediyah, that's called efshal levar. Elo what? I have a chisaron yediyah, but it's efshal levar, and if we can't be machriya lekula. Masha ain't Kate in a case where nobody knows how to do it, and it's impossible to do it, we're not Bekiyim, Bishmoseim, etc., then he says, that's EF. And if it's EF Shalavar, then we apply the principle of Safek Derabon and Lekut. Fine. Now, I thought at this point that we could paskin, like the Torah HaShlomim, that in our time, Bizman Hazeh, it's EF Shalavar, and we could be Maker. And I was very excited about that because I saw the Yad Avram paskins like the Torah Sashlam. However, if you look at the Torah Sashlam himself, not in this paragraph, but in the next paragraph, he writes, "Ein anu bekiyim v'ktzas mishmoseihem." He writes, "Ulefi mashe kasavti v'sivkon chavtes nira di achshav kevan shi efshe b'bdika." It's no longer chisar in yediyah. Nobody knows how to do it. It's not efshe levar. Yesh lahakel b'safek imutzeva odam. Achein, but here he adds another line, and that's what got me nervous. Halavush kosav diyesh lahachmir misafek. The Tzarech Lomo, we have to assume that the Levush understands that even Bizman HaZem, when no one knows how to do the Bedika, Havi Kisafek Chisaron Yediyah, even if that Yediyah is absolutely universal and no one has that Yediyah, it still becomes a Safek which has a beer to it, and we just don't know how to do the beer. So Rabosa, what I would like to suggest, to answer your question from before you took Isaac, and I'm sure you'll have your own shot, and that's good. I wanted to say the following. Lefi Adi is tight. What does Safik Drabon Lekula mean? One way of learning Safik Drabon Lekula is that we're Machriya Safik. We have the power to be Machriya Safik. And we can be Machriya Safik on an Isu Drabon Lekula. The other way to saying it is that the Chachamim never established, in a case of a Safik, an Easter. The Rabbana, when they were masaking the Easter, like the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the Torah gave the Rabbana the power, the authority of Asu Siyag LaTorah. They made a proviso limitation in that Siyag, and they said that this Easter is only Bevadai, but Besafik there's no Easter. The Nafkamina is what happens in a case of a Safik She'efshal Levara. If you want to say that, look, if it's EF Shalavara because we don't have the idea, then the Rabbanan in this case have to recognize the fact that it's a Safek. And if it's a Safek, that's not included in the Isur. But if there's a Halach of Hachras HaSafek, now we can have a Chakira. what does it mean a suffek to be machriya suffek lekula? Do we look at the suffek in atzmuso, in its abstract definition? I call it the cheftz of the suffek. And the cheftz of the suffek is nitan levarer. So how can you bring mavarer and machriya a suffek that's nitan levarer? Or do we say no? That it's not a din in the gufo shel suffek, it's a din in the person. Can the person be machriya? Can he be mevarer the suffek? And the Achkamina is going to be bizman hazeh that we don't know how to be mevarer a suffek. In any event, there's a fascinating comment here in the Sidrei Tara, and the Sidrei Tara in Sifkat Mem Vav quotes the Ran in Chulin. The Ran in Chulin says that in a case where midoraisa we would apply bitul berov, but the rabbanon required bitul b'shishim, and we don't know eino yodei l'shayer. So the halacha is, says the Ran, eino yachal lahakel midin safik rabbanon l'kula. You can't say that that's a safik rabbanon l'kula because you don't know how to be mishar shishim. That's chisaron yedir. Comes along the Taz. This is the Taz in Yoredeya Simon Pei Aleph, and he writes the Chahai Gavna in a case where he doesn't have to be Meshayer Nechshav Sofek, and we can be Machriya the Sofek. If I had more time, we'd go through the Taz, but you can see it inside. He writes that since no one knows how to be Meshayer, therefore that's not called Chisaron Yediyah. That's already a suffix in the real sense. It's not a suffix she'ef shalavar, but a suffix she'ef shalavar, and therefore we can be machriya in such a case. That's the Sidrei Tara in Sifkat Mem Vav. But if you fast forward to Nun Beis, he writes, Yesh lahachmir. Why Yesh lahachmir? So first he says, because Lavush, you remember that the Torah Sashlam quoted the Lavush, but then he says something amazing, and this I think is what you were saying before, Simcha. He says, the imloke nafal din ksamim bibira. He says, the whole din of ksamim goes down the tubes. Dili olam ika lesfuke besafek tzeva o safek da. You can always ask the question, maybe it was tzeva? Because again, we're not talking about dini tzliya. Every ketev, I meant to say, I'm sorry if I didn't say it. He says, nafal din ksamim, because every kesev, he says, li olam ika lesfuke bechol kesev, safek tzeva o safek da. However, there's still one light at the end of the tunnel, and that is that the Sidrei Tara writes the following. It's the long arichas. I'm just going to summarize two lines. He writes, "In yesh siva tovo listapek, yesh lahakel kigon she loveshes michnes adom. She's wearing red garments. V'al yidei azeya." During the summer months, yeah, it depends on which hemisphere you're in, right? Motzia tseva mea beged. So there's tseva, this dye that's coming out of the beged. And he wants to say another case is mashenes tabak. I guess somehow when she chews this tobacco, she gets a certain lecha aduma. He talks about it. As he says, hakol lefi ra'os eni hamora in yesh lahakel. So the mora hobra has to decide whether or not there's some red substance that's floating around here, whether it be this beged that has a dye on it that's painted red, or whether it's some sort of lecha aduma, and then we could be makil and say that, you know what, there's a real, real suffix here, and maybe it's not dam at all. However, Abosai, all this is great if you accept the Torah Sashlom, and if you don't want to be machmir like the Levush. However, I think Rabbi Kiveger rejects the Torah Sashlom, and I'm not sure if you're aware of that. And if you're not, it's something very, very exciting. The Shulchan Aruch writes in an earlier se'if, that's Chof Gimel, he writes, Nis'aska b'dovar adom, v'nimtze, and then she finds a leh kesem. Okay, if the kesem is shachar, then it's not going to help that she was nis'aska b'dovar adom, aval adom b'adom, afilun eino nikar mamish shedomelo tolavo. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if she was nis'aska b'dovar adom, then we could be tola in this dovar adom, even without making the exact comparison. Says Rabbi Kiveger, let's be medayeg in the lashon of the Machaber. In nis'aska b'tzeva adom, what would be the deal if she was nis'aska b'tzeva adom? Now we don't know whether or not she's got dama on the kesem, or she has tseva on the kesem. He writes, l'chora osu. Now this is counterintuitive, because in the case of Tliyah, we're willing to be Mekel. But in the case of Tseva, we're not going to be Mekel. Why? He says, came on the Efshal Levar al Yidei Avaras Zayin Samamani. It's a suffix Shenitan Lebirur. In the case of Tliyah B'Dovashes Askabo, we have no possibility of being Bodek, but here we could be Bodek. He says, the afal gav the ain onu bekiyim. So you'll tell me this is not a chisor and yudim because we don't know how to do it. Adayin havi sofik machmas chisor and yudim against the Minchas Yaakov, against the Toras Hashlom. So if Kibbe Eger says that when there's a possibility of bedika, then it becomes a chisor and yudim, even if we're not Baki, and in a Chisar and Yediya, we cannot apply the principle of Safik Derabbanan Lekula, and Rabbi Kivager is now embracing the Shita Levush, and there's no beans about it, there's no room for Kula. But Icha Bakash, I have a question on Rabbi Kivager. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sif Lamed, Eino Tzricha Lahakif. Pirush, Inyan HaKofa, this has nothing to do with Simchas Torah. Inyan HaKofa hu ledamos dovro ledovro. Hakesem ledovrashi toleba. Says the Shulchan Aruch, eletola min astam ashateida, until she knows sheze shachar v'dera z'adom. Imagine, you don't know if the dovri that you want to be tolebo is shachar or adom, or the other way around, if the kesem is shachar. You don't know. So l'chora, why don't you do a comparison, right? Take the davishenis askabo, put it on the side, you know, like it's like in Shumas of Ice, hey my fish element on Mukha, put it next to it, and make a comparison. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's not necessary. I don't get it. According to Rabbi Kivega says that the whole reason we're mafkia the din of Safik Drabban Lakul and Ksavim is because it's Efshal Avarer. No, if it's Efshal Avarer, why aren't we being Avarer? Why is it that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Motzah Kesem, Eba Malitlos, is therefore, I'm sorry, is Eina Tzricha Lahakiv? That's my kasha, Rabbi Kivay. So I want to leave you with an idea, and that's where I'll end for today. And you'll tell me if you think it's possible to say such a thing. If I had a choice between two cases, or two categories, one Lechumer and one Lekula, in the case of Safek Tzeva, Safek Dam, that's one case. Safek Tliya, Safek Eino Tliya, that's the other case. In which situation would you be more inclined to be Maker? Intuitively.
I would say in Sif Lamed. There's already an assumption that it may come from something else. The only question is if it looks alike. So
it's
like a sick snake.
It's the same question.
No, but there at least, Yitzhak Isaac, here's my point. Again, I want you to think about it, and if you don't like it, slug it up. In the case of Safek Dam, I don't even know if I have Dam over here. Tliya means I know it's Dam. Which Dam was it? Was it Dam Migufa or was it Dam Mi'alma? And I can clear about that. But at least, Chach, I know it's Dam. I would have said intuitively, that in Dine Tliya we should be more careful and we should be more inhibited to be Mekil and be Matarha than in the case of Sofik Dam Sofik Tseva. Because Sofik Dam Sofik Tseva, you don't even know if it's a Kesem Bechla. What is it? Maybe it's Tseva.
But Dam Alma and Tseva is the same category exactly. It's not anything different. That it's called Dam, but it's from a chicken, it's the same as Tseva.
But it's still Dam, at least it's Dam. You know, you want to be told that maybe her Dam is not her Dam, it's Dam from someplace else. That sounds to me a little bit dochluk. At least Chach, you know it's Dam. Al basis ani lo cholek alecha. Yesh basis lahisur. But in the case here of Safek Tzev, I'd be more naked. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says, Pum faker, just the opposite. We're going to be more machmir in the case of Safek Dam, Safek Tzeva. Why? Because it's Efshal Avar. What do I mean? You can clarify whether it's Dam or Tzeva. You have a Chisar and Yediyah, that's your problem. But at least the Safek per se lends itself to Bir. Masha Enken in the case of Tliya. Why? Because even if I do the Bedika, I'm still left without a Bir. What are you going to tell me? That I don't know whether it's Hadam or whether it's Min HaAlma. Correct? So even if you're going to say that this looks like Dam Min HaAlma, I still don't know whether this is Dam Migufa. At the end of the day, even after all your Birurim, I still am left with a suffix. Maybe it's Dam Migufa. And if that be the case, it's not a suffix Shenitam Avarer. You'll never get to a Birur on it. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega would hold that Dafka in the case of Tliya, here we could be more Mekel, because since it's not a suffix Shenitam Lebirur, now we could say that the Chachamim never asked a Kesav in a case of Nitan Litlos. If there's a possibility of Tliya, the Rabbanim didn't ask such a Kesav. Masha'en came in the case of Tseva versus Dam, there it's a suffix Shenitam Lebarer. Comes along Rabbi Kivega, since the Birur will clarify once and for all the Vados, that it's Dam or that it's Tseva, such a suffix we can't be Machriya, and we don't apply the principle of suffix to Rabbanu Likru. Alright, we'll stop. The suffix goes for me.
Yes.
Because we're going to tell me that it's possible to be told, but you don't know for sure that it came out.